David Smith on the line. He's just outside Pretoria Magistrates Court. He's been in this morning's hearing. How did Pistorius seem, David?
He actually seemed relatively calm and composed. Probably in a better condition than when we saw him during the bail hearing in February, when quite memorably he would sometimes crumple in the dock and break down in tears, and you'd see his shoulders shaking. This time he looked a bit more serene than that to me. He arrived in the dock a few minutes before 9 o'clock and consulted with family members, and looks relatively relaxed. Again, very smartly dressed in a suit and shirt and tie, and very clean shaven. There's been some talk that he's grown a beard while living at his aunt and uncle's house, but I guess of course he was always going to be spruced up a bit. And yeah, he sort of sat in the dock for about a quarter of an hour and spoke once to the magistrate, and then he was gone.
And the magistrate seemed very concerned about the media coverage so far of the case. Is this something that's been causing some controversy in South Africa?
Not a great deal of controversy until really last week, when it was actually a British TV station, of course, Sky News, that obtained pictures of the murder, the crime scene, as the prosecution have it, or what the defence call the accident scene, and we saw the blood on the floor of the toilet where Reeva Steenkamp died, and that does seem to have gone a bit too far, even for it's a pretty liberal setup in South Africa, where the rules are much more relaxed than in Britain, and people are allowed to write about this case and speculate on it at great length. But those photos, I think, the Pistorius family describe themselves as shaken, and it did cause controversy. So it's quite something for even a South African magistrate with their relaxed approach to this to really take the media to task. And at one point he referred to a trial by media houses of Oscar Pistorius, and Pistorius' lawyers as well were critical of what they saw as being grossly over the top.
There'll be no jury, it's a judge only, so there's no danger of contempt of court in the same way as in Britain, but was he hinting that perhaps this media coverage could prejudice the trial in some way?
Yes, I think he was. He referred several times to the sanctity of the courts in the Republic of South Africa, and a couple of times to, if this is not scandalising the court system, then at the very least it's threatening contempt of court. One doesn't know whether that is mere sort of sabre-rattling or whether, he's even contemplating some kind of intervention. He did talk about the National Prosecuting Authority here and the police, being aware, monitoring the media coverage, whether it could lead to some kind of ban on reporters in court or other efforts to intervene is unclear. I think legally it would be very difficult for the magistrate or anybody else involved in this case to sort of stop the media publishing stories. Right now it's an appeal and one which he made not only to the South African media, but he also referred to our friends overseas to respect the court process.
And just finally, more widely in South Africa at the moment, where does public sympathy lie, do you think, with Reeva Steenkamp's family or with Pistorius himself?
I think it's always been quite mixed. I remember once somebody telling me that just anecdotally, when they had talked to South Africans, there was a bit of a gender split, and quite a lot of men supportive of Pistorius as in a most traditional role, a man who thought he was defending his girlfriend because he claimed he believed it was a burglar breaking in. Whereas women are somewhat more critical of him, less sympathetic, and upset on the Steenkamp family's behalf. But you know, when you read the massive Twitter response this case gets, and listen to the radio phone-ins, which are very popular in South Africa, I think it's quite a mixed picture. There are people for Pistorius and people against him.
Okay, David Smith, thank you very much.